okay, maybe we're not. Yes, we are. Okay, we're going to go over a quick review of how to bring up access for people either who weren't here or forgot. And then we're going to move on. So if you go in and load access, and if I click on the little icon down at the bottom, I'm getting access right in the icons now. So you probably can do that. If not, you need to go to the search, the little search thing, and type in access there in order to find it. Okay? But either way, bring up Access 2016. Okay, so if we're starting a new database from scratch, which is what you're going to be doing at home, you click on blank desktop database. And you just click on it once, and it brings up a screen where you can make up a name for it. So I'm going to call it whatever. Okay? And then I'm going to pick where I want it to be. And I want it to be on my F drive, so I'm picking my F drive and saying okay. So it is now going to store whatever.accdb on my root of my F drive. Okay? So I am now creating the database. So if I put click on create now, it will now create the database on the F drive. And again, I'm calling it whatever.accdb. So I'm going to double click on create, or single click on it, and it came up. Now, I mentioned last time, I don't like this particular way of entering data. I want to do it using the design view. So I go over and hit this arrow and pick design view. The first thing it wants to do is give the table a name. I'm going to call it first and click OK. So notice now I have a table called first. Okay, so here's my table called first that I've clicked over there. Okay? And again, you've already done this, hopefully, unless you weren't here. So this is really a review. So now I'm going to put in ID number, just like I did on Tuesday. And I am going to pick the type and make it short text and change the field size to 4. So I've got my first field. So again, a database is made up of tables. And so right now I'm about to create a table within the database. Within the table, I'm going to have records. And the records are going to be made up of fields. And so we said on Tuesday that the database is going to have an ID number, a name, a major, a GPA, and number of credits. Okay? So this is the layout of the record. And these are the fields. Okay, so this is a layout of the record, and these are the fields. You need some help because Lindsay can come over. Okay. Well, somebody there needs some. I think you wanted it. Yeah. Okay, so a database is made up of tables, which are made up of records, which are made up of fields. So I created the table. Now I'm doing the layout of the record by putting fields on it. So I'm putting fields on the record. So I have put on ID number. Now I'm putting on name. And you remember last time I put in name and it gave me an error message because I can't spell it that way. It was a reserved word. So I'm going to call it what I did last time, which is NAMZ. And that's going to be short text, and that's not going to be 255 either. So I made it 50. Okay, because that's more realistic for a name. If you have a 255 character name, I would never sign up or do anything. Okay. And so then I put on the next field is major. And that is going to be a short text also. And it's going to be two characters. And then I put on a GPA, and I made that a number. And down here under field size, I made that single, which is a good way of doing decimals. Decimal can sometimes get a little persnickety, and GPA works well. And then I put on number of credits. And I made that also a number. And I made it not a long integer, but just a plain ordinary integer. Because nobody's going to be taking number of credits over 100, over 1,000, okay? So I made those. So those are the fields that go into the record. Okay? Now when I want to put data in, I can go over and that little icon under file, over to the far left, the icon under file is a toggle. And if I click on that, it first says you've got to save your table. So I say fine. And then it shows where I can enter the data. And the thing under file, if I toggle by clicking back and forth, I keep going back and forth between design and data. Design and data. And when I get to data, I can just start entering the data. Okay, so I can just put in the data and enter it along. Okay, I'm going to stop this now and go into the one that I created on Tuesday because it has the data in it and I'm feeling like I don't want to enter more data. So I'm going to just get out of here and then go back into Access and open the one that I had last time. So I'm saying, open other files. And I put it on my F drive, so I'm browsing to my F drive, and it was called Stu1211. So I'm opening Stu1211. And that was what I had done the last time. And again, I just don't want to enter the data, so I stopped. Hopefully you also have what you did the last time. Enable content, I click on just to get rid of it. It doesn't do that much harm, it just gets it out of the way. questions? Has everybody got a database that they can work with? Okay. I'm going to now create a query that's like the queries that I created last time. So I'm going to go in and say create query design. Okay, so create and then query design. And it brings up a list of tables for me. I've only got one table. Okay, I've only got one table. And so I am going to click on add to add that one table, so that I can use it in my query. So I'm clicking, whoops, I did it too many times. So I'm gonna go back and remove that second version that I put up there. If you right click on it, you can remove it. So now I have my table and I can drag the things that I want for this query down to the query. So I'm dragging ID number, name, major, GPA, and number of credits. And I can do it in any order. I just happen to do it in the same order as the table. So now what I want to do is I want to ask for everybody that has a GPA greater than 3. I'm sorry. The first one, let me back up. That's the second one I want to do. I want to do everybody that has a major of CI. That's the one I did first. Okay. Now, we're going to look at what's called a logic flowchart. And a logic flowchart is something that people use to think through the logic before they do something. So I'm going to ask the question, is the major equal to CI? And if the answer is yes, I'm going to display. And if the answer is no, I'm going to do nothing. So that's the logic that I'm going to follow here. I am going to ask a question, is the major equal to CI? And notice I'm asking that in a diamond. And then actually when you say, a question like that is going to have a simple yes, no. It's equal to CI or it's not equal to CI. If the answer is yes, I want to display the record. If the answer is no, I want to do nothing. Most people use Y and N for yes and no. Some people use T and F for true and false. It can be either one, okay? I always go off to the right for the yes and off to the left for the no, so that if I forget to put the Y and N in, I know this is the Y and that's the N. Most people do it that way. Some people will actually change. And at that point, I don't know how they keep track of it. Okay? So I'm saying if the major equals CI, I want to display. So I'm going to go over underneath, on the criteria line, underneath the major, I'm putting the CI in quotes. Because it's a character field, I put character fields in quotes. So I am putting it on the criteria line underneath the major. Okay? So my criteria is that the major equals CI. So that's the question that I'm asking. And if I go over underneath the file and toggle to see the data, I now see all of the students that are CI majors. I had a couple of BU majors when I made this, they're not showing up. only the CI majors are showing up. Okay, so all I'm seeing are CI majors. Okay. Does that make sense? Questions? Okay. So now let me get rid of the flowchart. Or actually, before I get rid of it, the next thing I wanted to do was check the GPA greater than 3. If I just change this to say GPA greater than 3 instead of major equals CI in the flowchart, then I've got that question taken care of. Okay, so now I'm going to go back. Whoops. I'm going to go back and click the toggle, and that's going to come up. And now I'm going to change this and put under GPA greater than 3. And that was the other one I did last time. So now the criteria is I want the GPA greater than 3. So now I'm going to go and look at that. So I'm doing the view, and now I'm seeing everyone that had a GPA greater than 3. Okay, so I'm seeing all the people that had a GPA greater than 3. The ones that didn't, I'm showing. Now notice the greater than 3, I did not put the 3 in quotes because it was a text field. I mean, it was a number field, sorry. I put text fields in quotes, number fields I don't. So the greater than 3 does not have quotes in the number field. So now what I'm going to do is I want to have all majors. I want all majors with a CI. Is And number of credits greater than,
that's a table,
let's say 20. So I want to test the two things. Major equals CI and number of credits greater than 20. Okay, that's what I want to do next. Let me get rid of that. Okay, so if I look at the logic flowchart, my first question is going to be, is the major equal to CI? And if the major is equal to CI, then I want to ask, is the number of credits greater than 20? And if the number of credits is also greater than 20, then I want to display. So I'm only displaying if I get a yes to two questions. Is the major CI, and is the number of credits greater than 20? And if that's true, I display. If it's not true on the number of credits, I don't do anything. I just close it up. And if the major is in CI, I just close it up. And so I only have the one chance to display, and that is when the major equals CI and the number of credits is greater than 20. So this is the way I code two things that are in an and relationship. Okay. So now, how do I go about putting that into Access? Okay, what do you think I should do? Where should I put the CI? Pardon? Yeah, under major on the criteria line. And then where should I put the greater than, whoops. Where should I put the greater than 20? On the number of credits on what line? The criteria. So I have CI and number of credits greater than 20. And they're both written on the criteria line. Okay? So these two things are now in an and relationship because they're both on the criteria line. So they're in an and relationship. So if I go over and run this, and probably I should get rid of the ink at this point, we only see students that are CI majors. So we're seeing the CI major, and we're seeing greater than 20 over here. And they both have to be true. Okay? They both have to be true. Okay, so now you go in and make one that is CI with a GPA, CI and a GPA greater than 2.5. Okay, so go in and make one so that you have a GPA, make a query that has a CI and a GPA greater than 2.5. Criteria line, and I've got CI in quotes, and 2.5 does not have quotes. Okay, so I've now got CI and GPA greater than 2.5, and so if I run the results, that's what I'm seeing. Okay. Pardon me?
The first one?
I said that thing is lovely.
The first line, 3.45.
Right, because it's greater than 2.5.
Okay.
It's greater than. All of these are greater than 2.5. Okay? Now, if I change that and I made it, instead of greater than 2.5, I made it greater than 3, then you're going to see, or let's make it 3.5. If I change that and go back and change it to 3.5, then I'm going to lose two of those records. I've only got those records. Because if I said I wanted it greater than 3.5, if I said CI and greater than 3.5 on the GPA, then I only see those two records. So, I will go back, and I'm going to save this, I guess. So I'm going to click on the X. You want to save? Yes. I'm going to call this and say okay. And I've got two things in an AND relationship. So to make my next query, I again click on Create, Query Design. I add the table and close. And then I bring down everything that I want. So now I want to say I want either a CI major or a number of credits greater than 25, we'll say. So I want everybody that is both, as either a CI major or has number of credits greater than 25. So, oh, isn't that lovely?
I can hear you again.
Yes. Okay. So I'm now going to say, okay, I want major equal to CI. And if the answer is yes, I want to display. Okay. But if the answer is no, I still have another chance. And my other chance is the number of credits greater than 25. And if the answer is yes, I make a parallelogram and say display. IO, input output, goes in a parallelogram. Okay, and that's output. If I don't get a yes to that, then I'm out of luck and I'm not going to display. So I'm only displaying records that either our CI majors or have a number of credits greater than 25. They have to meet one of those criteria. If they happen to meet both, that's fine. I don't care. But I just want them to meet one. They have to meet one. So, where do you think I'm going to enter those in? Where am I going to put the CI? Yeah.
Criteria,
yep.
And then no credit or.
That's right. So I'm putting the CI on the criteria line, and under the number of credits, I'm going with the or. Okay? So the CI is on the criteria line, the number of credits are on the or. If there'd been a third or thing, I actually, the line beneath that is another or, another or, another or, another or. So if there'd been a third thing, or GPA is greater than 2 or something, then I could have put that on the line below the or and said that I wanted it there. So that's another place you can keep the ors going. Okay, so now I'm going to go and look at the results And I've got CI for some of them, but the BU has to meet the second criteria, which was number of credits greater than 25. So anything that got on there because it was a BU had to have number of credits greater than 25, and they did. Anything that got on here that doesn't have the number of credits, like the 6, had to be a CI. Okay? So if they don't have the number of credits greater than 25, they have to be a CI. If they're not a CI, they got to have the number of credits greater than 25. If they happen to have both, fine. That doesn't matter. I said I wanted one or the other, but I don't care if they have both. Okay? Questions? Yeah.
My data chart came out like a little bit bigger. I don't know if I'm supposed to do that.
Okay, she's coming to look, so. Okay, so those are two things that we have looked at. Now what I'm going to do is save this, and I'm giving it a name or... I guess I'll do capitals since I did AND in capitals. So now I've got an OR query. Okay, now what I want to do is I want to look for CI majors and either a GPA greater than 3 or number of credits. Let me write that out the other way. Or number credits greater than, we'll go with 20. So I want a CI major. This has to be true. CI major has to be true. And then, in addition, one of those other two have to be true. If they both happen to be true, that's fine. So I'm going to start out, and the first question is, are they a CI major? And I can write CI major, or I can write major equals CI, whatever. A flowchart is for people, and so you have to express it so that people will understand. It's the way of thinking through logic. So then I say, if the answer is yes, then one of these other two questions has to be true, so I'll check the GPA. And if that one is true, then I am going to display. Okay, so if that one is true, I'm going to display. If it's not true, there's another option. And the other option is the number of credits greater than 20. And if the answer is yes, then I display. If the answer is no, I've run out of options because it had to be one of those two. So the no does nothing. I just connect. Then I move back to the next and I collect its yes and no's. Move back to the now, previous, I should have said, back to the previous decision and collect its yes and no's, connect them. And then I got a no here, and so I connect the yes, which went all the way through there, with the no. And connecting these is probably the hardest part of doing it. Okay? So I've now got the fact that if they're not a CI major, I'm out of here. They have to be a CI major. And if they are a CI major, then they have to have either a GPA greater than 3 or number of credits greater than 20. They have to have one of those two options. Okay, so that's the logic I'm looking for. So I'm going to go in, and I suspect I'm going to have to get rid of this. So remember that? GPA greater than 3, number of credits greater than 20. Somebody remember that, please? Okay, clear the ink and create query design. Add that, close. Okay, so what am I going to put on here in the criteria in the OR lines?
CI.
The
criteria is
going to
be
the
CI.
CI on the criteria line under what?
Major.
Under major. Okay, so I'm putting CI. And then what do I have next?
GPA.
Wait a minute, what?
The GPA will be on the OR line?
No.
No.
Criteria.
Yeah, because I said CI and either, so the GPA would be there on the greater than 3. Where would the number of credits go?
OR.
On the OR. Now, in fact, you could reverse those, okay? A number of credits is on the OR. Is this right? Not yet. Okay, because what I've done now is I've said the person has to be a CI major with a GPA greater than 3. That's fine. Or, but look at the OR line. The OR line is only talking about number of credits greater than 20. So any major meets that criteria. Mm-hmm. So how do I fix this?
You have to put CI in the OR.
Yes. I have to put CI on the OR line. So if I put CI on the OR line, now I have that the person has to be a CI major with a GPA greater than 3 or a CI major with number of credits greater than 20. So CI major had to go in both places. Okay, so if I go and look at this result, I'm only going to see CI majors. Okay, so I'm only seeing CI majors. This one has to be CI. And then here I've got GPA greater than 3 or number of credits greater than 20. Well, this GPA isn't greater than 3. But it does have the right number of credits. The others all happen to have both. But it depends on what your data was, what you would get. Okay? So now I want to try something else. I might as well save this. So I click on the X to save it, and I want to say, and either. That's going to be my name. Okay, so now what I want you to do is try setting up one that is a CI major and a GPA greater than 3. Or a BU major and number of credits is greater than 15, we'll say. So try putting that together. Thank you. there's still some clicking going on, so we'll wait a minute until the clicking dies down. Okay, so where should I put things for this?
Criteria
is what?
CI.
CI.
GPA.
And the
GPA.
Is what?
Greater than 3.
Greater than 3. And then what's next?
Or.
The OR line.
Major.
Major is BU, right? And number of credits is greater than 15, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so it's the CI and GPA greater than 3 are on one line, BU and number of credits greater than 15 is on the next line, okay? And so if I run this, I am indeed seeing CI and BU, and for the CI, the GPA is greater than 3, and for BU, the number of credits are greater than 15. So I got what I was looking for, okay? So again, what the database is doing is allowing you to take a database that might have 100,000 records on it and extract the ones that meet the criteria that somebody asks about. So somebody says, I need a report that gives me this information. And you can go in and extract that information from the database and give them just what they need to know, just the records that they need to know. Okay, now we're going to try putting this into a flowchart. Okay. I guess I'll save that. Want to save changes, sure. CIBU. Okay, so now I'm going to put this into a flowchart. So I'm starting out by saying, okay, is the major equal to CI? And if the answer is yes, then I'm asking, is the GPA greater than 3? And if the answer is yes, I display. Okay. Now, if the major is CI, I do not want anybody that doesn't have a GPA greater than 3. So I can just put a no here, and that takes care of it. However, if the major is not equal to CI, I still have another option, which is the major equal to BU? And if the major is equal to BU, then I need, I knew I was going to mess that up. Okay. The next question is what? If the major's BU, what did I want to ask?
The
GPA? The credit?
Right. Then what?
20.
Okay. Greater than 20. And if the answer to that is yes, what do I want to do?
Display.
Display. And if the answer to that is no, I have nothing to do because I only want BU majors that have number of credits greater than 20. And if they're not a BU major, I'm done because that's all I asked about. If I had said, or GN major, then I'd ask about a GN major over here. But I didn't say that. So then I connect the yes and the no on both sides. And finally, I need to connect the yes and the no on the CI question. So I'm connecting those. Okay? Questions? Yeah.
Flowcharts, are we
going to
be asked to write these down for quizzes and stuff?
You might.
All right.
The best thing about her doing her recording is to look back through the presentations of what she did right there.
Okay.
Yeah, that's what I did anyways when I was studying.
Well, no, that's what everybody, yeah. And that's why, as I said, I actually keep the notes of the up here separate from the audio. So that you can go back through the notes and find things. And then if you decide you really don't understand, then you can turn on the audio and get the audio of it too. But having the audio and it combined means that you have an hour and 15 minutes that you have to go through to get to what you... So anyway, that's why we do it that way. Okay, so now I'm going to give you another one to experiment with. Okay, so what I want now, let's say, is I want GPA greater than 3 and either ID number greater than 2,000. Or major equal to CI. So the GPA has to be greater than 3. And then I want either the major greater than 2,000. And that works for me, but if you have different kinds of IDs up there, you can pick an ID that matches, gets you some of your stuff. Or a major equals CI, yeah.
So, just a technical question. I have my ID as a short text.
Right, so do I.
But it was still defined.
So you would still put the 2,000 in quotes.
So it would be, okay.
Actually, it would be better. That's a good point. Actually, it's better to put it in quotes because if I'm comparing to a short text field, it's good to have the same kind of data on both sides. So short text compared to the 2,000 in quotes. That's a good point. And then if it doesn't, it will probably work anyway.
Okay.
But it's probably better to put it in quotes.
Greater than sign and quote.
Yep.
Okay.
And again, if 2,000 doesn't work for you, since all of yours are greater than 2,000 or all, none of them are bigger than 2,000, then change that number. Oh, good.
It's back.
And it's cold in here. What kind of sensor ever told it to come back? Thank you. Yes.
Do we need to switch the film?
Say that again.
Switch the film over there after the GPS first on.
Put the, yeah, I put, it doesn't, no, it doesn't have to be first. As long as it's there on both, it doesn't have to be first. Hold on. Okay, so what do I put on this one? What do I fill in? What do I put first?
So GPA would be criteria.
Okay. Yep, GPA greater than 3.
It would also be the or at greater.
Yep.
GPA?
Yeah, I didn't mean to. And I just realized I did. It took it all right. But I was just looking at that and saying, why did I type that? It took it all right, but no, you usually don't. Okay. Now what do I do with the ID number?
That would be the or.
Okay, the or. Okay, it could go either way. But because I listed it first, I usually put that on the criteria line and then the or on the or line. But they could be reversed and it would work just fine. So I'm going to stick with putting it on the criteria line. And notice what happened. I typed in the 2000. I did not type the quotes. But it looked at this field ID number and said that was defined as a short text. And since that was defined as a short text, it should have quotes around it because it's good to compare like data. So I want to compare text to text, number to number. And since I defined that as a short text, it took the 2000 that I typed and put the quotes around it and fixed it for me, okay? Microsoft has a habit of doing that. Sometimes we appreciate it and sometimes we do not. But in this case, we appreciate it. Okay, so it said, no, that should have a 2000 around it, okay? And I wanted greater than 2000, I just typed 2000. So I should have typed greater than 2000. Okay, and I put the quotes around it. And then where do I put the major CI? On the OR line, under major. So I put quote CI. Okay, so I now have the GPA greater than 3, and either, and I have the 2000 or the major of CI. Okay? Thank you. And if I look at the results of this, I've got the GPAs are all greater than 3, and the CI majors are there, and the BU major had an ID greater than 2,000. So I can see that the one BU major there, the one that was not the CI major, did have an ID of greater than 3333. Greater than 2,000, rather. It was 3333. So it was greater than 2,000. Okay? So that worked. Okay, what I want to do now is look at, let's see, I want to save this query. So now I want to go into my assignment and bring up my assignment. And it's the Access Database Assignment on BCC College Resources, which is assignment 3. Notice there is a quick quiz there that is due September 18th, and I don't take them late. Okay? That means midnight. Whenever I put a date, that's midnight. It's the end of it. But I need to have that quick quiz by then. Okay, so I am bringing up this, and there's the assignment. Okay, so I want you to create a database, and then I want you to create a table within it. And the table is going to have an ID number, and don't use that auto number that they bring up for you. Make up your own number. I want the name of the resource, such as financial aid, entrepreneur, advisement. I want a name of the resource. I want the building, the room, the extension, contact person, website. All of those you can find if you go searching around the BCC site. I've got some notes on that will help a little bit. But I also don't want you to spend ages of time finding that. So make stuff up if you have to. I want some of it to be accurate, but leave some of it blank. Some of it can be left blank. You need an ID for every record, but some of it can be left blank. Some of it can be made up. I'd like you to make an honest effort to find the right data, but that's not going to be a big part of the grade. The big part of the grade is doing the access stuff, right? Not the data you collect. So, an example I gave down here is an ID, might be 111, Academic Center for Entrepreneurship, Building K, K121, and I filled in the stuff for that particular one. Okay. Come on. So these are the records that I want you to find. I want you to find a record for entrepreneurship, a record for financial aid, one for learning resources, one for career services, and find the information on those. And those are some of the resources that the college has to offer. Okay? And as I said, you get credit for the CSS course here. Well, one of the things they do in the CSS course is make you figure out the resources available. So I figured, okay, we'll make a database of that. And that kills two birds with one stone. Okay. Then the next thing is the queries. So after you get the database made, I want you to do the queries. Now, if you run into problems on these, we will be continuing on Tuesday looking at this some more. So leave it. Come back to it on Tuesday. Or send me a question. That's fine, too. But come back to it on Tuesday, and you can try to figure out. And then this isn't due till Thursday. On Tuesday, we're going to break up into groups of 3. and work on a project together in class. So you'll break up into groups of two or three and work on a project in class that involves access, queries, all that good stuff. And so that will hopefully help, and then there'll be time to ask questions too. So if I look at these queries now, I said your query to show the name of the resource, and I gave you a list, the building, the category, and the plan to use code for a particular plan. Okay? And I didn't talk about that, so let me go back up. The category is make up a code for the different category. So if the category has to do with getting a career, then it would be in that category. If it's support, if it's transfer, if it's extra stuff, if it's financial, you can make up categories. Okay, and again, make up a category. You know, call it whatever you want to call it. I don't actually care whether you want to call them, put a few in category A, put a few in category B, something like that. But group like things together somewhat. So we're coming up with a category here. And then there's a plan to use code where you should enter a Y, an N, or an M. That yes, you plan to use it, no, you don't plan to use it, or maybe. Okay? So those should also be included. So now when I go back to looking at that query, I want you to list, I plan to use code for a particular plan. So I want the plan to use code for a particular plan to use code and a particular category. So I want you to list these fields, resource, building, category, and plan to use. And then I want a particular plan to use and a particular category. So I'm going to say I want a Y in plan to use, and I want support as the category. So I want to see those two things. On the next one, I have an OR. I said do a query to show all of the fields, that means show everything, for a particular building or a particular category. So I'm looking for everything that's either K building or support. Okay? And then I go down and the queries keep getting a little more complicated as we go down. Be careful to watch for the things like and either, okay? So that means that the thing has to be true and either of two other things have to be true, okay? Now, what I'm doing is I am giving you a lot of flexibility here because I don't know what data you're going to choose. I don't know what you're going to put in for the code. I don't know what your data you're putting in. And so I can't ask you to look for support because that may not be the category you use. Okay? So everybody should be unique because you're going to come up with different categories and different codes and all the rest of it. Okay? So what you're doing is you're going to set up the database, put data in the database, and then create a series of seven queries, okay? The queries should be labeled 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. Don't make me guess by giving it a name what query it is, okay? I want the queries to be 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, so I know which query you're doing. I was giving names to the queries that I was doing. Not a good idea in this case because I'm not going to be able to figure out what name goes with what query. Okay, so query 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. Okay. That covers what we want to do. Tuesday, again, we're going to break up into groups and work on a project. And you will get a grade as a group. or actually it's a check-off kind of grade that you did it. And that's it. Have a nice weekend getting caught up. And I will try to do the same. I noticed a load of people sent me something last night.